A U.S. senator from Wisconsin says support is growing for her Dairy Pride milk labeling bill. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Coron, one of the core products in the new H3 fertility system from Helena Chemical, has increased corn yields by an average of 10 bushels per acre across the Midwest. Proven results from a proven system of Helena products. Wisconsin Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin tells Brownfield her bill requires companies marketing plant-based substitutes to stop calling their product milk. The bill is headed for the Senate Ag Committee, but she says President Trump's actions could speed up the process.
Obviously, we have a new president. That new president gets to make appointments to positions that could actually do something about this and either help advance the legislation or make it unnecessary because they have FDA doing its job.
Baldwin tells Brownfield she's already made Ag Secretary nominee Sonny Perdue aware the FDA isn't enforcing the existing law.
I've already had a chance to speak with him briefly, but we'll be having a longer meeting with him next week. And I'm going to bring this up as a very critical issue affecting the dairy industry.
Companion legislation was introduced in the United States House of Representatives Tuesday by two Democrats and three Republicans, including Sean Duffy of Wisconsin. Class 3 milk futures with the Chicago Mercantile Exchange were mixed. The most active months were down on profit-taking and spread trade. February was 12 lower at 1687. March was down 21 at 1719. April was 26 lower at 1726. And May was down 23 at 1731. Cash cheese blocks are down 11 cents at 174. Barrels on the spot market were up a penny at 170 and three quarters. There were a total of 8 loads sold, including 3 at 170 and three quarters. Butter was 2 1/4 lower at 215 and three quarters. There were 5 loads sold, including 2 at 215 and three quarters. Non-fat dry milk was down a penny at 94 cents. There were 2 loads sold, 1 at 94. John Perkins, Brownfield.
And now the Iowa Corn 50-50-50. I'm Craig Floss, and we're covering 50 topics in 50 weeks celebrating 50 years. Together, the Iowa Corn Growers Association and the Iowa Corn Promotion Board are creating opportunities for your long-term profitability. Between the ICJ's goal of pro-corn policy and ICPB's research for new corn uses and educating consumers, Iowa's corn farmers are able to feed and fuel the world. Together, let's grow Iowa corn for another 50 years. Join ICJ today at iowacorn.org.